Lord, it is our heart's desire to draw close to you this morning.
主，这是在我们心中的盼望，要与你亲近。
Lord, we thank you for this time that you have sent your servant to come minister to us.
主，我们感谢你，打发你的仆人来到这里服侍我们。
Lord, we pray that you alone will be glorified this morning.
主，我们愿你自己啊，唯独你自己今天早晨得着荣耀。
Lord, we ask that you open our hearts, open our eyes, open our ears.
主，我们是在求你打开我们的心，打开我们的眼睛。也打开我们的耳朵，
that we may truly hear from you this morning.
叫我们真的能听见你。
Lord, we thank you this morning.
主，我们早晨感谢你。
We give you all the glory.
我们把荣耀都归给你。
In your most precious name we pray.
我们奉你宝贵的名祷告。Amen.
We leave the balance of our time to our brother.
我们把下面的时间交给江弟兄。
Will you please turn to 1 Corinthians?
请问看哥林多前书。
First Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13.
十三章第十三节。
And now abide faith, hope, love. These three things, and the greater of these is love.
如今长存的有信、有望、有爱。这三样其中最大的是爱。
And will you please turn to 1 John?
我们看约翰一书。
1 John chapter 4.
第四章。
We'll read from verse 7 through verse 10.
我们从第七节看到第十节。
Beloved, let us love one another, because love is of God. And everyone that loves has been begotten of God and knows God. He that loves not has not known God, for God is love. Herein as to us has been manifested the love of God, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son, a propitiation for our sins.
第七节，亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的。凡有爱心的，都是由神而生，并且认识神。没有爱心的，就不认识神。因为神就是爱，神差他独生子到世间来，使我们执着他的生。神爱我们的心就在此显明了，不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，也就是爱了。
And again the same chapter we'll read from verse 15 through verse 19.
我们再看从十五节到十九节。
Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. And we have known and believe the love which God has to us. God is love, and he that abides in love abides in God, and God in him. Herein has love been perfected in us, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, that even as he is, we also are in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has torment, and he that fears has not been made perfect in love. We love because he has first loved us.
十五节，凡认耶稣为神儿子的，神就住在他里面，他也住在神里面。神爱我们的心，我们也知道也信，神就是爱。住在爱里面的，就是住在神里面，神也住在他里面。这样爱在我们里面得以完全，我们就可以在审判的日子坦然无惧。因为他如何， 我们在这世上也如何。爱里没有惧怕，爱既完全，就把惧怕除去，因为惧怕里含着刑罚。惧怕的人在爱里没得完全。我们爱，因为神先爱我们。
Let's have another word of prayer.
我们再有一点祷告。
Dear Lord, we thank Thee for giving us another opportunity to gather together in Thy presence.
亲爱的主，感谢你给我们再一次机会，在你同在中，我们再次相聚。
We thank Thee for Thy love towards us.
我们感谢你向着我们的爱。
Thou knowest each and every one of us.
你知道我们在座的每一个人。
And Thou art giving us another opportunity.To be prepared for thy imminent return.
你给我们再一次预备好迎接你的再来。
We commit this time into your hand.
我们把这个时间放在主的手里。
We trust thy Holy Spirit to do his work in us.
我们深信圣灵在我们当中要做他的工。
We pray that thou will open our hearts.
我们求你打开我们的心。
We pray that thou will speak.Into our hearts.
我们求你向我们的心说话。
We pray that as thy word comes to us, that it will transform us.
我们愿意你的话向着我们讲的时候，就把我们都改变过来。
And make us ready for thy return.
好叫我们都准备好迎接你的再来。
We give us all the glory.
我们把荣耀归给你。
In thy precious name we pray.
靠你宝贵的名求。阿们。
Amen.Thank God for giving us another opportunity to be together.
我们感谢神给我们再有一次机会在他面前聚集。
Are you surprised?
你会惊讶吗
？That the Lord has not come yet.
我们的主还没有回来。
It is not because he does not want to come.
不是说他不愿意回来。
You know how anxious he is to come back.
你知道我们主何等期盼要快点回来
？To receive his own unto himself，
把属于他的人都接到他哪里去
？But he loves us，
但他爱我们。
He knows that we need some further preparation，
他知道我们需要更多的装备。
So he gave us another opportunity this morning.
所以今天早晨，他再把这机会给了我们。
He wants every one of us to be ready for him.
我们要每个人都准备好来迎接他。
When we see him,
当我们看见他
，we shall see his smiling face.
我就看见他的笑脸。
This is the desire.Of our hearts.
这是我们心中最大的期盼。
This is our prayer.
这也是我们的祷告。
Come, Lord Jesus, come.
主啊，耶稣，你来。
A week ago, we shared together on the matter of faith and hope.
一个礼拜以前，我跟弟兄们交通到关于信跟望。
We all realize that in 1 Corinthians chapter 12,
我们知道在哥林多前书十二章
，It is a chapter of spiritual manifestations.
那是说明在属灵的事情上怎么的发表出来。
A chapter of spiritual gifts.
这是一章说到属灵恩赐的一章。
But at the end of the chapter,
但在十二章末了的时候
，The Apostle Paul said, "I'm going to show you a more excellent way."
他说在末了的时候，他说我把最妙的道指示你们。
And it is followed by chapter 13.
接着下来就是十三章。
Chapter 13 tells us.
第十三章就告诉我们。
However important are spiritual gifts,
不管属灵的恩赐有多的重要。
But spiritual gifts themselves are imperfect.
那个属灵恩赐还是不够完全的。
And spiritual gifts are temporary.
所有属灵恩赐是暂时的。
More important than spiritual gift is spiritual life.
比属灵恩赐更重要的是属灵的生命。
Because it is spiritual life that exercises spiritual gifts.
因为有属灵的生命才能够运行属灵的恩赐。
Gifts are temporal.
所有恩赐是短暂的。
But life is eternal.
生命是永远的。
So the emphasis here is that we may pay more attention to life than to gift.
所以这里提醒我们，我们要注重生命过于注重恩赐。
If we have the right life, we can handle the right gift.
如果我们有正确的生命，我们就能够正确来处理我们的恩赐。
And life is expressed in faith, hope.And love.
那生命从三个方面发表出来，就是信、望、爱。
We are not going to consider these three aspects from the theological standpoint.
我们不要从神学的角度来看这三方面。
We want to see these three aspects in practical spiritual life.
我们要从属灵生命实行这个角度来看这三方面。
Therefore, we would like to use three persons to represent these three principles.
所以我们用三个人物来说明这三个的事情，三个原则。
How these three things are being built into their life.
这三个事情怎么在他们生命中被建立起来？
First of all,We talk about Paul.
开始的时候我们说到保罗。
Paul is the apostle of faith.
保罗那是信的使徒。
But by the grace of God,
靠着神的恩典，
God has led him from faith to faith.
那他神就带领他因着信以至于信。
And before he was martyred, he can say, I have kept the faith.
所以当他为主寻道以前，他说所信的道我守住了。
If it can happen to Paul,
即使保罗能够经历的，
it can happen to every one of us.
也可以成为我们每个弟兄姊妹能够经历的。
And then we consider this matter of hope.
然后我们就想到盼望，望。
We use Peter as the example.
我们就用了彼得作为一个例子。
He told us now we have a living hope.
他告诉我们说，现在我们有一个活泼的盼望。
And praise God, that living hope is for each and every one of us.
那个活泼的盼望是为我们每个人都预备的。
Now this morning we would like to concentrate on this matter of love.
那今天早晨我们要集中来看到爱。
And I believe everyone knows.That of all the apostles, John is the apostle of love.
我想弟兄姊妹，你们都知道，在所有使徒当中，约翰是爱的使徒。
But before we go into his life,
但我们还没有说到他生活、他的生平之前
，we would like to consider one thing.
我们要首先要思想一个事情。
This is very important.
这是非常重要的。
Because unless We can see the difference between these two things.
我们必须要把这两个事情先搞清楚。
Everything in our spiritual life will be in doubt.
不然的话，我们属灵的生命的事情就会有不确定，有不稳定了。
We know that in the New Testament,
我们知道在新约圣经里头，
there are two different words concerning love.
有两个字来说到爱的。
One is filial.
一个字叫做 filial.
And the other is agapeo.
另外一个字叫做 agapeo.
You remember in the Gospel of John chapter 11?
你还记得约翰福音十一章吗？
When Lazarus was sick,
当拉撒路他病了
，His two sisters sent word to Christ.
那他两个姐姐就把话传给我们的主。
And in verse 3 it says,
在第三节这样说的
，The one whom you love is sick.
你爱的人病了。
The word love is filio.
这里这个爱字是 filio。
But when you come to verse 5,
但你来到第五节
the Lord loves Martha, Mary, and Lazarus.
这里说耶稣素来爱马大、玛利亚还拉撒路。
But the word love is agapeo.
那你用的字是用 agapeo.
So you find there are these two different words.
所以你知道在圣经里头有这两个字。
Filio means friendship.
Filio 这字说到是友情。
It means that there is some affection towards the other.
那说明我对他有感情。
You have good feeling about others.
你对他有好的感觉。
But agapeo is absolute love.
但是那个 agape 是极好的一个爱。
It is the love of God.
即是神的爱。
It does not depend upon outside situation.
那不需要靠着外面的环境来确定的。
It is from his own nature.
就是他本性所发出来的。
So we find that even though this family, three people,
我们所以看到这个家里头有三个的成员。
They love the Lord.
他们爱我们的主。
They have really a good friendship with the Lord.
他跟我们主有非常好的友情。
But the Lord towards them is agapeo.
但我们的主向着他的爱是 agape 的爱。
Absolute love.
绝对的爱。
Now again you remember the story about Peter.
你还记得彼得的故事。
In John chapter 21,
在约翰二十一章
our Lord Jesus appeared to his disciples.
我们主向他的门徒显现。
And then you remember how he prepared the breakfast.
然后你知道他为门徒预备了早饭。
And after the breakfast, or during the breakfast, he asked Peter.
当去吃早饭的时候，他就问了彼得。
Peter,
彼得
，Do you love me?
你爱我吗
？Do you love me more than these?
你爱我比这些更深吗？
You remember how Peter reacted?
你还记得彼得怎么回应呢
？He felt sad.
他感觉受愧。
Why?
为什么
？Because the word the Lord used is agapeo.
因为主在哪里用的字是 agape 这个字。
Do you love me absolutely?
你是绝对的爱我吗
？Do you love me more than these?
你爱我比这些更深吗？
More than your companions,
过于你的同伴
More than the fire,
过于这些火
Do you love me absolutely?
你是绝对的爱我吗
Peter understood he wasn't.
彼得里头明白他不是
You remember he denied the Lord three times.
你还记得他否认我们主三次
He wanted to say to the Lord,I love you absolutely.
他承认，他甚至希望能说，主啊，我对你的爱是绝对的爱。
But his past experience told him he didn't.
但是他所有的经历告诉他，他不是。
He loved himself more than the Lord.
他爱他自己过于他的主。
He wanted to protect himself even before a maid.
他在一个侍女面前，他还要保护他的自己。
He did not have that absolute love of God.
他对着我们的主没有那个绝对的爱。
He could only say, Lord, you know.
他只能说主啊你是知道的。
I have good feeling about you.
我对你有好感。
I really have friendship with you.
我对你不过有的是友情。
He cannot say, he loved the Lord absolutely.
他不敢说主啊我是绝对的爱你。
And the Lord asked him the second time.
我们主第二次问彼得。
Do you love me?
你爱我吗
?The Lord was not comparing love with things.
那主就不是用事情来做比较了。
Whether it's fire or companion or bread.
不再是饼，不再是火，不再是同伴。
The Lord asked him, "Do you love me?"
直接问他说，你爱我吗？
Peter was sad.
彼得心里就忧愁了。
He couldn't rise up to that absolute love.
他够不上那个绝对的爱。
He said, "Lord, you know."
他说主啊，你是知道的。
I'm friendly towards you.
我对你是满了友情。
And you remember how the Lord the third time said, "Peter, do you love me?"
你还记得主第三次问彼得说你爱我吗？
But the love that the Lord used was filial.
第三次主问的是用 filial 这个字了。
Are you have good feeling about me?
你对我有好感吗？
And you remember how Peter was very sad.
那彼得心里就非常的忧愁。
Because he couldn't rise up to that absolute love.
因为他实在够不上那个绝对的爱。
And he said, "Lord, you know I do feel good about you."
主，你知道我爱你。
But dear brothers and sisters,
那亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
the wonderful thing is,
那奇妙的事情是什么？
When you really know that you do not have that absolute towards God,
当你知道你向着主没有那个绝对的爱，
but you do have a desire towards that.
但是你对着他有一个的渴慕
，That love will be given to you.
那个爱就会赏给你。
In other words, it is not something from our natural man.
换句话说，这不是我们天然的人有的事情。
It came from the Lord Himself.
那是从我们的主自己而来的。
Can you doubt that Peter?Loved the Lord absolutely when he was crucified.
当你还知道当彼得被钉十字架的时候，他对主有那个绝对的爱吗？
I believe he had the love of God.
我深信那个时候他已经有了神的爱了。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
in my contact with brothers and sisters.
在我要跟弟兄姊妹交通的里面，
I have met many brothers and sisters.
我遇到很多的弟兄姊妹。
Who declare that they love the Lord.
他向我宣告说他爱主。
But they did not know themselves.
但是他们不认识他的自己。
Their love is limited.
他们的爱是何等的有限。
And their love is according to environment.
他们的爱是根据环境的。
It is not the absolute love of God.
那不是对神绝对的爱。
But what God desires for us is that absolute love.
但神向我们所要的是绝对的爱。
It has to come from the Lord.
这一定要从神来的。
Because we do not have it.
因为我们根本就没有。
Now, after we have seen the difference.Between these two words.
当我们明白这两个字的分别的时候，
Now we will look into the life of John.
我们就来看约翰的生平。
We know that John was one of the first who followed the Lord.
我们知道约翰是首先来跟随主的一个门徒。
Of the 12 apostles, he was the last who still lived for the Lord.
十二个使徒里头，他是一个活到最后的一个人。
I believe that he gave us an impression that he was a person of love.
我想他给我们的印象，他是一个充满了爱的人。
We know John was very different from Peter.
约翰跟彼得完全不同的。
Peter was an extrovert.
彼得是个很外向的人。
But John was an introvert.
那彼得，约翰是很内向的人。
We find that he is one who turned within himself.
他常常是回到他自己里面来的。
He is a person who thought a lot.
其实是一个常常有思想的一个人。
He did not speak too much.
他的话不是很多。
Just like Peter was an extrovert.
然后像彼得是个很外向型的人。
And I believe we all feel that he talked too much.
然后我们常感觉他的话真是够多了。
But you rarely hear John say anything.
但你很少听到约翰讲什么话。
He was very quiet.
他很安静。
But he thought a lot.
但是他常常有思想的。
He was deep in his thinking.
他在他很深的和他自己里头。
But strangely.
但是很奇怪的。
When the Lord called his 12 disciples,
当主呼召十二个门徒的时候
，He said he called James and John.
他是呼召雅各跟约翰。
They are sons of thunders.
他们两个是雷子。
How can you describe John as a son of thunder?
你怎么来形容约翰是个雷子呢
？Thank God, we do not hear thunder every day, every day.
感谢主，我们不是每天都听到打雷的。
But when it thunders, it's loud.
当那个雷打得很响的时候
，Now that was John.
那时候是约翰。
You look at him; he was such a quiet, soft person.
你看见他又安静又柔和的一个人。
But actually, in within himself, there is fire burning.
但在他里头，那个火在烧的。
And once in a while, it bursts out.
突然之间，它就发动起来了。
And when it bursts out, it thunders.
当它火一点起来的时候，雷就打起来了。
Have you heard his thunder?
你听过他打雷吗？
You remember once when the disciples were on the road with the Lord Jesus.
我们还记得当门徒跟主一同走路的时候
，They were talking among themselves.
他们就彼此在谈论。
As a matter of fact, they were quarreling among themselves.
实在他们在彼此争论。
So the Lord asked them, "What will you say talking about?"
然后主就问他们说：“你们在谈什么？”
Of course, they were too shy to say it.
因为他们不好意思把这个真相讲出来。
But the Lord took a little child and said, "Like a little child, the kingdom of the heavens is like a little child."
然后主就把小孩子带到他们当中说：“在天国里头，就是有这个，就像小孩子一样。”
And while the Lord was saying such things.
当我们主把这个话讲完之后
You know what John said?
那约翰他怎么说
John said,
约翰他就说了
We saw a person casting out demon in your name.
我看见一个人奉你的名把鬼赶出去
But we forbade him.
但他不跟我们在一起的
Because he did not follow with us.
所以我就拒绝他他不跟我们走在一起。
And the Lord said,
然后主就说了
He who is not against me is for me.
那凡不是反对我的就是跟我在就同意我的。
That was the time that we hear the thunder.
那我们第一次听到他打雷。
He was actually a very exclusive person.
他是一个很关闭的一个人。
Because this man performed a miracle in the name of the Lord.
因为这个人奉主的名行了神迹
，But because he did not follow with us，
因为他不跟我们走在一起
，So he couldn't do that，
所以他就没有资格做这个事情。
Brothers and sisters，
那弟兄姊妹
，He is narrow-minded，
他是心胸是多么的狭窄。
That's the first time you heard the thunder，
你第一次听到他在打雷。
And following this，
跟着接着来
，Our Lord was going to Jerusalem。
我们主就上耶路撒冷去。
You know, from Galilee to Jerusalem.
从加利利到耶路撒冷。
Galilee is in the north.
加利利在北边。
Jerusalem is to the south.
那耶路撒冷在南边。
And in between is Samaria.
走了当中是撒玛利亚。
But the Jews had nothing to do with the Samaritans.
但是犹太人跟撒玛利亚人从来没有交往的。
And the Samaritans had nothing to do with the Jews.
那撒玛利亚人也从来不跟犹太人有来往的。
So you know what the Jews would do?
那你知道犹太人平常怎么做呢
？If they want from Galilee to Jerusalem,
如果他们要从加利利到耶路撒冷
，they did not go through Samaria.
他不要经过撒玛利亚。
They were passed across the sea and travel on the other side.
他们情愿过海，从另外一面过来的。
And then again come back to Jerusalem.
然后转个弯才能到耶路撒冷去。
But this time, our Lord Jesus, when he traveled,
其实大门徒他在走路的时候
he would pass through Samaria.
其实他就经过撒玛利亚。
And our Lord Jesus sent his disciples ahead to prepare the way.
那就打发他的门徒走在前头，好做预备。
Now when the Samaritans saw that they were going towards Jerusalem,
当这些撒玛利亚人看见他们是面向耶路撒冷的时候
they did not receive them.
就不愿意接待他们。
And when the news came,
然后这个消息传过来了。
You know what John and his brother James did?
你知道这个雅各跟约翰他讲什么话吗
？Very heroic.
他非常的生气。
They told the Lord.
他跟主说
，How could these Samaritans not receive you?
其实撒玛利亚人怎么能不接待你呢
？Do you want us to call fire come down from heaven to burn it up?
你要我吩咐天上有火发下来把他们烧掉吧？
Like Elijah did.
好像以利亚所做的一样。
Oh, they have faith.
他有信心哦。
They believe that if the Lord permitted it, they could do it.
如果主人允许的话，他有这个能力可以做的。
And the Lord said.
然后我们主怎么说
？You do not know what spirit you have.
你里面的灵如何，你不知道。
What was the spirit of Christ Jesus?
基督的灵是什么的一个灵啊
？He was going to Jerusalem.
他向着耶路撒冷去
，to be crucified.
来为我们钉十字架。
That was his spirit.
这是他的灵。
And yet the spirit of his disciples.
那但是其实门徒的灵呢
？Was a completely different spirit.
但是另外的完全不一样的灵。
It is a spirit of revenge.
只是一个要报复的灵。
So the Lord said.
所以主就说了。
You do not know what spirit you have.
主说你的灵如何你不知道。
Let's go to other village.
我们到另外一个村子去吧。
Did you hear that thunder again?
你有没有听到又在打雷呢
？And then, when the Lord was approaching Jerusalem.
当我们主快要靠近耶路撒冷了。
Not only the multitude welcome him as the great prophet,
不但这个群众都来欢迎他，说这是一个伟大的先知。
Even his disciples were expecting him to be crowned in Jerusalem.
他的门徒都期待我们的主就在耶路撒冷被加冠做王了。
One thing the disciples have been arguing among themselves all these years.
连个门徒多年在这里争论的事情
，Who will be the greatest？
到底我们当中谁是最大的
？Now look at these 12 disciples。
你看这十二个门徒
，Fishermen，
打鱼的
，Tax gatherer，
税吏
，Not many of them， not one of them was of nobility。
他们每一个人都没有真的很大的才干。
And yet everybody wanted to be the greatest.
但是每一个人都希望在他们当中成为最大的。
That's their quarrel among themselves all these years.
那么多年来他们争来争去就争这一个。
You remember even at the Lord's table.
你还记得在主的桌子面前。
They were still quarreling.
他们还在争论。
It was an undecided thing.
其实是一个还没有决定的事情。
But the two sons of Zebedee,
但是这两个白色带的两个孩子
，They knew this was the last opportunity.
他知道这是最后的一个机会了。
So what did they do?
他们做了什么事情
？They got their mother out.
他把他妈妈找来了。
Now why?
为什么呢
？Because their mother was an aunt to Jesus.
因为他的妈妈是。肉身来说是主耶稣的姑母姑妈
，and the word of the aunt has authority.
当然，姑妈讲话有分量了。
So they got their mother out to help.
所以他把妈妈也叫来帮忙了。
And if you read the record in the Gospels,
当你读四福音里头所记载的
，you will find that there are two different descriptions.
两头有两个不同的描写。
One description is the mother took the two boys to Jesus.
有一个描写说，妈妈把两个孩子带到主面前。
And the mother asked the question.
然后妈妈问问题。
But the other description is the two disciples, they came to Jesus and asked.
那有一个记载是两个门徒来到主面前，他们自己问问题。
But anyway, you find a way they ask.
但是不管怎么样，你看见他们的问的方法。
The mother said.
那妈妈就说了。
I'm going to ask you for a request.
我对你有个请求。
Promise you will answer it.
你要答应我，你一定要应允的。
She did not say what was it that he was asking.
他没有说我求什么。
Nor the two boys.
那两个年轻，那两个孩子有没有说
？Now why is it?
为什么
？Because they were too ashamed to ask.
因为他真的不好意思讲出来。
They knew that it was not something very good.
他知道他提出来不是什么好事。
So they told the Lord, "We are going to ask you a request."
所以他说：“主，我向你一个请求。
”A blank check.
一个空白的支票
，Just sign it，
你签名就好了。
And we will fill it in。
那上边该怎么填，我来填吧。
But our Lord never signed a blank check。
我们主从来不将签发支票的。
So you remember what the Lord said？
那所以我们主怎么回答他
？Now what do you want to ask for？
主就问说你们要什么
？So she said。
所以他最后他就讲了
，I want my two sons。One sits on your left, and one sits on your right.
我希望到那一天的时候，我两个儿子，一个在你左边，一个在你右边。
And the Lord said,
我们主说
，Do you know what you are asking?
你知道你要什么吗
？Can you drink the cup that I'm drinking?
我喝的杯，你们能喝吗
？They did not know what the Lord means.
他不知道主的意思是什么。
They just said we can.
他马上说我们能。
And the Lord said.
我们主说
，It is not for me to give.
这个位置不是我给的。
It is for the Father to decide.
是我的父来决定的。
Then what happened to the 10 other disciples?
那其他十个人他怎么样
？The Bible say they were indignant.
那这十个人就对他们生气了。
They were so angry.
他们太生气了。
Because they were outmaneuvered.
因为他们要把垄断了。
Brothers and sisters,
那弟兄姊妹
，Do you hear the thunder?
你有没有看到他打雷呢
？It is a terrible thunder.
就是很可怕的一个雷声。
So do not think that naturally John was an apostle of love.
所以你千万不要想约翰是天生爱的使徒。
But thank God.
但感谢神。
Through his following the Lord Jesus.
当他一直来跟随主的时候
Because of his nearness to Christ.
因为他将靠近我们的主
Of the 12 disciples, he was the closest to Christ.
十二个门徒当中他是最靠近我们的主的
You remember at the Lord's table.
你还记得在主的座子的时候
When the Lord said, one among you was going to betray me.
主说你们当中有一个人要卖我
Of course, everybody wants to know who that person was.
当然，每个人都希望知道到底那个人是谁。
Everybody asks the Lord, "Is it I?"
那每个人都问说：“主啊，是我吗
？”And Peter signaled to John.
那彼得就对约翰打一个暗号。
Because John was sitting by the side of Christ.
因为约翰是靠近主，坐在主旁边的。
So he signaled to John.
他就向约翰给一个信号。
And you remember John lay on the breast of Christ.
那主约翰就靠近主的胸怀。
Look up and say who?
那约翰抬起头来问主说：“主啊，是谁啊？”
And the Lord told him.
主就告诉他。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹。
He was the closest to Christ.
He was the closest to Christ.
And because he was the closest to Christ, you find that he knew Jesus more than anybody else.
所以他认识我们的主胜过其他的门徒。
By the way, I often like to relate a story.
我常常从这里我就想到一个故事。
In my family, we have what we call a foreign grandmother.
在我家里头有一个的
外国祖母。
外国祖母。
She came from Virginia.
她从美国的维吉尼亚州来的。
During the Qing Dynasty.
从清朝就来了。
And there he came. She opened a school.
他来了就开了一个学校。
And my grandfather was a contractor.
然后我的祖父呢是个搞建筑的人。
He wanted to do business with foreigners.
他希望跟外国人做生意。
So he sent my father, the eldest son, to the school.
所以他把他的大儿子就是我爸爸去学校。
To learn English.
要让他学英文。
So that he could help my grandfather in his business.
所以他能够帮我的祖父在生意上头给他一些协助。
But unfortunately or fortunately.
可以说不幸的也说很幸运的。
My father got saved.
然后我爸爸得救了。
And during those days.
在那些日子。
To believe in the Lord Jesus in China.Was a shame.
在中国，你如果是一个基督徒，那是一个羞耻。
Because those that believe so-called believe Jesus, they were rice Christians.
Honest rice Christians.
吃饭的。
就是骗饭吃的那些人。
They want to get some benefits from the foreigners.
他不过是从外国人当中要得到一些好处就是了。
So they say they believe.
他说他要相信。
So in China, believers were despised by the people.
所以在中国，如果你说你是信主的，人家是瞧你不起的。
When my father believed in the Lord Jesus, and he told my grandparents.
所以当我的爸爸信主，他要告诉我的祖父母。
They were so ashamed.
他们就非常感觉羞耻。
They kept him in the house.
他把他关在家里头。
No contact with foreigners, and he will be all right.
只要不跟外国人接触，他会好过来的。
But my father's faith was very real.
但我父亲的信心是真的。
So my grandfather.
所以我的祖父
arranged to apprentice my father out.
那就打算把我父亲把他送出去。
学徒啊，
学徒
，apprentice my father out，
就是把他送出去。
The day before he was sent out，
在他还没有把他送出去当学徒之前
，the night before，
就在前一个晚上
，my grandparents, my father couldn't sleep，
我的父亲，我的祖父也不能睡觉。
My father insisted on believing the Lord。
我的父亲他坚决地说他要相信主。
And my grandfather has arranged to apprentice him out the next day.
那第二天我祖父已经安排好把他送出去要当一个学徒了。
But thank God.
感谢神。
After midnight, my grandmother softened.
那就在半夜的时候我的祖母她心软下来。
Let him go to school.
让他回去学校吧。
So, this American lady who led my father to the Lord.
这个美国的女，这个妇女把我父亲带到主面前的。
After she retired.
当她退休以后。
She didn't want to come back to America.
她就不愿意回到美国去。
She stayed with us.
她就留在我的家里头。
We call her grandma.
我们就叫她祖母。
And we...Seven children.
我有七个，我爸爸有七个孩子。
Oftentimes we try to tease him.
我们常常来捉弄他。
You love my youngest brother more than anybody else.
他说你最爱就是我们最小那个小弟了，你其他你都不爱的。
You are partial.
你是很偏心的。
And he was so exasperated.
然后他就感觉很不舒服。
Oh, he said, no, no, I love every one of you just the same.
然后我那个祖母就说，我对你们每个人都是很爱的。
We said, no, you love my younger brother best.
然后我就是常说，不，你最爱的就是我最小的那个小弟。
Then he said,
然后他就说了，
I love you all the same.
他说，我对你们每个人的爱都是一样的。
But my your brother.Is closest to me.
但你最小的小弟，他最靠近我。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
，God loves every one of us the same.
主爱我们每个人都是一样的。
But why is it?
但为什么
？It seems as if He loves some more than the other.
为什么他爱这个弟兄姊妹好像胜过其他人呢
？The reason is not in Him.
问题不是我们的主的问题
，is in us，
那是我们的问题。
If we are close to Him，
如果我们真的靠近我们的主
，we will experience Him more，
我们就能经历他更多的一点。
If we are further from Him，
如果我们远离他
，of course we do not experience Him more。
那当然了，我们对他的经历就不能有更多的经历。
So here you find John among the 12 apostles.
所以你看到约翰跟其他的门徒。
The Lord loved them all the same.
主爱每一个门徒都是一样的。
Even the Lord loved Judas.
主甚至也爱犹大。
To the very last, the Lord was trying to restore him.
到最后那个关头，主还希望把犹大恢复过来。
But whoever is close to the Lord, he will experience more of the Lord.
谁靠近我们主越多，他经历我们的主就越多。
And for this reason, we find John becomes the apostle of love.
然后因为这个缘故，我们就发觉约翰成为爱的使徒。
Because he is closest to the Lord.
因为他是最靠近我们主的。
And we all know,
我们都知道
he lived longer than all the other apostles.
他跟其他的门徒比起来，他在地上活得最长了。
In his 90s,
在他九十几岁的时候，
he was exiled to the island of Patmos.
他被放逐到拔摩海岛。
For the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus.
为了主的话，为了耶稣基督的见证。
He was at that time ministering among the churches in Asia Minor.
他在这里服侍小亚细亚的七个教会。
He was the only original apostles of the 12 left.
那是唯一剩下的十二个使徒当中的十二个门徒当中的一个了。
But he was faithfully ministering.
但是他在忠心在这里服侍。
But for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus.
为了主的话还有主耶稣基督的见证。
He was exiled to the island of Patmos.
他被放在拔摩海岛那里。
And on a Sunday.
在主日。
He was not in hard labor on that day.
在那天。
Hard labor.
哦，他不是很劳苦的在这里做事情。
And that day.He was at rest.
他那天他就坐在那里。
And he was sitting, as it were, looking across the Aegean Sea.
他从爱琴海一直往前望出去。
Because from island Patmos, if it is clear day, he can see the coastline of Asia Minor.
所以当如果天气好的话，从拔摩海岛就可以看到对面的海岸线里头所有的景象。
So he must be thinking of the churches in Asia Minor that he had been ministering to.
他一定还记挂着他在小亚细亚所服侍的那些教会。
He wondered what happened to them.
他在稀奇到底现在他们的光景怎么样。
He was not able to minister to them anymore.
他现在不可以再去服侍这些教会了。
And that's the time.When he was given that Patmos vision,
就在哪里？他看到拔摩海岛的异象。
He saw seven golden lampstands.
他看到七个的金灯台。
And in the midst of the seven golden lamps one like the Son of Man standing there.
他看到七个金灯台当中有一位好像人子站在那里。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
this is a heavenly vision.
这是属天的意象。
It tells us what our Lord was doing in heaven.
那告诉我们说，我们主在天上他做什么
？No one knew the Lord and His work more than John the Apostle.
没有一个人。比约翰更知道我们主的心他的作为了。
And yet, here, he was shown the Lord in heaven ministering to the church.
主就指示他看主在天上怎么来服侍他的教会。
He knew the Lord as the apostle of faith.
他认识我们主就好像信的使徒。
But he did not know the Lord as the high priest of the church.
但是他不知道我们的主在这里成为大祭司。
But here you find he saw the Lord in heaven.
现在约翰看到我们的主在天上。
Ministering to the churches.
在这里服侍他的众教会。
The Lord was looking into these seven churches.
我们的主在巡查这七个的教会。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
What was he looking there?
他在这里他找什么呢
If you read carefully,
如果你小心来看
you will find at the beginning of each letter,
你如果看主对七个教会每一个信的书信的开始
there is a revelation of himself.
那是主对他自己的启示出来的
And this revelation of himselfis the testimony of Jesus entrusted to the church.
那这主他自己的见证来教父给他的教会的。
So what the Lord was looking was, he was looking for himself.
主在他教会里头所要寻找的就是寻找他的自己。
He wanted to see how much in the church is he himself.
他看在他教会里头到底有他自己有多少。
Is it all they have is labor,Work, intelligence, and so forth.
他有的是光是知识、劳苦、智慧，就是一些事情吗
？Or is it Christ Himself?
还是在教里头只是主的基督的自己呢
？That is what the Lord is looking for.
即是我们主在这里寻找的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹啊。
Do you know that our Lord is ministering to the church?
你知道我们主在这里，他在服侍他的教会。
Do you know he is looking for himself in us?
你知道他在我们当中要找到基督的自己吗
？The success or the failure of the church is not measured by its intelligence.
一个教会它的成功失败不是根据它有多少的智慧多少的聪明
Nor to be measured by its work
也不根据它有多少的工作
It is to be measured by the measure of Christ in the church
那是根据在这个教里头有多少的基督
How much is Christ in the church
在教会里头到底基督的成分有多少呢
That is what the Lord is looking for
其实我们的主在这里寻找的。
I wonder if you have read that story.
我不晓得你有没有读过一个的故事。
It is the story of A.G. Gordon.
有一个人叫做 A.G. Gordon.
A.G. Gordon lived in the 20th century.
A.G. Gordon 他是在二十世纪里头的一个牧师。
He was a pastor in Boston.
他在波士顿当一个牧师的。
When he was a young man, he was very intelligent.
当他年轻的时候，他是非常聪明。
And he has a big church, so-called, in Boston.
在波士顿那里，他是服侍一个很大的教会，很大的礼拜堂。
One day, he dreamed a dream.
有一天，他做了一个梦。
He saw himself sitting on the platform.
他看到他自己坐在讲台上
ready to give his sermon.
他已经预备好要站起来讲道了。
Then he saw a person coming in.
然后看见一个人走进来。
And this person was looking for a place.
那这个人进来要找个地方。
You know, at that time, they have pews. In other words, you own a seat, a pew. You pay for it in the church.
因为那个时候的聚会啊，每个人那个凳子啊，都有你自己订好的位置，你要付钱，这个位置你就买了，这个是成为你的座位。
And this man came into the building.
那这个人进到这个房子里头。
He walked along trying to find a seat.
他走来走去要找个位置坐下来。
And finally a person gave him a seat.
然后最后有一个人把位置让给他，他就可以坐下来。
And somehow A.G. Gordon's attention was attracted by that person.
那这个 Gordon 弟兄他的注意力就被这个人吸引住了。
He wondered who was the stranger.
他就稀奇说这个陌生人到底是谁呢？
So when he stood up to speak,
所以当他站起来讲道的时候
his attention was attracted by that man.
他的注意力就向着那个人。
He was wondering,
他真的稀奇
whether that man will approve his sermon.
到底我讲道他能够通得过他吗？
So he decided,
所以他决定好了。
Or whether that man will approve our pipe organ.
他到底对我那个管风琴他同意不同意呢？
Whether he will approve our choir.
到底我的诗班的表现这个人能不能认同呢？
So he decided.
所以他想好了。
After he finished the service.
当我讲完道以后。
He had to meet that stranger.
他要跟这个陌生人谈一谈。
And you know the custom was.
你知道那个时候的习惯。
After you finish the sermon, you go to the door and greet everybody.
你讲完道，你站在门口跟每个人握手。
But strangely, the stranger was gone.
很稀奇的，那个陌生人已经走了。
Before he could get him.
但他还没有抓到他，他已经离开了。
So A.G. Gordon asked the usher.
那所以Gordon弟兄A.G. Gordon就问那些招待的人。
Who is that stranger?
那陌生人到底是谁啊？
And the usher said,
那些招待的就说了
Don't you know him?
你不认识他吗？
He is Jesus.
他就是耶稣啊。
Jesus has come to the church.
耶稣来了我们的教会。
You know what happened?
你知道什么事情发生吗？
The pipe organ gone.
管风琴不要了。
The choir gone.
那诗班不要了。
He was changed.
他完全改变了
，and greatly used by God.
主大大的可以使用他。
Brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Jesus comes to the church.
耶稣来到他的教会。
Do you expect Jesus to be here this morning?
今天早晨，你有没有期盼我们的主在这里呢？
Maybe you have never had such thought.
或许你根本从来没有这样想过。
But Jesus is here.
但我们的主在这里。
He is looking for himself.
他在这里寻找他的自己。
How much of himself can he find here?
在这里他能找到他自己有多少呢？
That is the measure of the success or failure of the church.
这是对教会成功跟失败最大的一个衡量的标准。
It is not in the number.
从来不是到底有多少的人数。
It is not in the magnificent of the place.
从来不是这个位这个地方有多宏伟。
It is the presence of the Lord.
其实我们主的同在有多少？
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹啊，
This is what John saw.
这是我们约翰所看见的。
And when John saw that,
当约翰看见这个，
You know what happened?
你知道什么事情发生？
He fell down as one dead.
他就扑倒，好像死了一样。
Who among the apostles was greatly used by God than John?
有谁被神大用，好像约翰一样呢？
He was the one who restored Peter.
他是那个把彼得恢复过来的使徒。
When Peter denied the Lord and went out weeping,
当彼得否认主跑到外头痛哭的时候，
It was John who brought him back.
约翰把他带回来。
He was one who accompanied Peter in his work.
只是他陪着彼得，在彼得一直服侍的时候陪伴着他的。
He was willing to play the second fiddle.
他情愿好像退居第二位。
He was greatly used by the Lord.
他是给主大用的一个门徒。
He was the one who wrote the gospel according to John.
他写了约翰福音。
It was different from the three other of gospels.
这跟前面三本福音书都不一样。
Because in his gospel, he tells us who Jesus is.Was.
在他写的约翰福音里头告诉我们说耶稣到底是谁。
He is the Word. In the beginning was the Word.
他告诉我们太初有道。
He was the Word incarnated.
就是道成了肉身。
He was the Lamb of God.
他是神的羔羊。
He was the bread of life.
他是生命的粮。
He is the light of the world.
他是这世界的光。
He is the door. Door.
他是门。
He is the good shepherd.
他是好牧人。
The good shepherd died for the sheep.
好牧人为羊舍命。
He is the resurrection and the life.
他是复活，他是生命。
He is the vine.
他是真葡萄树。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹。
He is the Son of God.
他是神的儿子。
Those who believe in him shall have eternal life.
凡相信他的，就得着永远的生命。
This is the gospel.According to John.
这是约翰福音给我们的话。
And in his epistles,
将他书信的里头，
he told us what is truth.
他告诉我什么是真理。
What is the relation between love and truth?
告诉我们说真理跟爱有什么关系。
Oftentimes, if you want the truth, it seems you do not have love.
多少时候我们坚持真理的时候，我们就没有爱了。
But actually, they are together.
实际上他们是在一起的。
The love and the truth are together.
爱跟真理是放在一起的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
This is John,
这是约翰，
the apostle of love.
爱的使徒约翰。
And I believe it is the will of God.
我想这是神的心意。
That we shall all grow into this divine love.
我们每个人都在这神圣爱里头，我们能够成长起来。
We do not have it naturally.
我们天然的人里头没有的。
It has to come from the Lord.
这一定从神来的。
Because God is love.
因为神就是爱。
And if we really love the Lord.
只要我们真的爱神的话，
and be filled by him,
我们被他爱，被他所充满，
His love will flow out through us to other people.
我爱就从我们当中流露出来，充满了其他的人。
So may the Lord help us.
主帮助我们。
And by the grace of God,
靠着神的恩典，
we may know love as John did.
我们认识爱好像约翰的认识一样。
Let's pray.
我们一同祷告。
Dear Lord, we want to thank Thee.
主，我们真感谢你。
That love is not something abstract.
爱从来不是抽象的。
Love is real.
爱是那样的真实。
It is to be our life.
也要成为我们的生命。
We pray, Lord, that Thou will fill us with Thyself.
我们真求你自己来充满我们。
That Thy love may be manifested in and through us.
但愿这爱就当中我们当中被充满，被流露彰显出来。
Oh, dear Lord, teach us how to love Thee.
哦，亲爱的主啊，教导我们怎么能爱你。
And to love one another.
也能够彼此相爱。
We ask in Thy precious name.
我们奉你宝贵的名求。
Amen.